Well, it's green across the board with the all share gaining 0.6%, financials up 0.4%. The resi was 1.2% stronger and the industrials gained just over 0.5%. Joining me in studio now to take a look at the factors influencing market activity today is Maudi Lanzwana from Lehumo Investments. Maudi, thank you so much for your time. What did you make of today's market's performance?
Look, I think a very strong close to the week. That was fairly, I think, positive. We had quite a very busy week. I mean, we had the MPC coming through yesterday and announcing that rate cut, the much anticipated rate cut. I must say, I was a little bit disappointed. Mm. Personally, I was hoping that they would actually go a 50 basis point.
Yeah.
But of course, they had to balance all kinds of things. I think my call was for a 50 because I feel that they probably should have cut in the previous meetings. And as the governor mentioned, I mean, we've got the GDP already revised lower again, 0.6%. I mean, this speaks of an economy that's really, really under a lot of pressure. Mm. And I thought for those reasons, they would cut, you know, by 50 basis points. But I think maybe they're leaving that card for the future meetings. And that's also acceptable. But I do think that both the monetary policy and the fiscal policy need to start really working hard to get this economy back into shape. So that was one issue. And of course, we had the futures close out as well yesterday. Mm-hmm. For the first time, we're now having it on a month, on a monthly basis, instead of the quarterly futures close out that we had previously. And we're going to be very busy on each and every single month having those close out. So there was a lot of activities as a lot of traders were rolling over their positions into the new contract. So very busy week, but a very strong close today.
All right, cool. So there was some positive news, one being the, I suppose, vote of confidence that PepsiCo has in South Africa and South African companies. Yep. They've come forward and saying, we're willing to take on Zeta Investments. What did you make, rather not Zeta, but Pioneer Foods?
Pioneer Foods, yes.
What do you make of that?
Look, I think it's a wise move. You know, I listened to some quarters saying, no, we want to wait for a couple of months to see how this economy shape up or some policy certainty for us, you know, to be able to make those bold moves into this economy. I think this economy presents a lot of opportunities. There's lots of assets that are really underpriced. Mm. And I think for PepsiCo to come through and make that move on Pioneer Food, it's a wise one. You're obviously coming early and there are benefits. There will be benefits, of course, of those that come in early and pick up these assets at these low valuations. I mean, at some point, Pioneer Food was trading around 210 rand.
Yeah.
And look at where it is. I mean, even though it's a massive premium from yesterday's closing price, and that's why it jumped by over 30% today. Mm. So it tells you that they're definitely getting a good value for their money, and they will definitely look back and say that was a wise move. Mm. The fact of the matter is we've got new administration changing things and very much determined to turn things around. And making those bets early will certainly benefit a lot of these companies.
Earlier this morning, we had the public protector hold a press briefing in which he made findings against our president. Did the RAND have any reaction to the news that came out of that press briefing?
Not a lot, but yes, it was slightly weaker. You know, there was a little bit of weakness there. One could also say because of the interest rate cut yesterday, that weakness was bound to come through. But I don't think it's a significant reaction to that. You know, the whole thing, it's a drama that's unfolding. It's all political. And I think, yes, it's worrying to see these type of noises, you know, continuing to creep into this space. But I think we've got a constitution, you know, people have rights to appeal some of these decisions. And I think the market is confident that we've got the judiciary that will, of course, do the right things. If the president is wrong, you know, there's platforms and processes that we need to go through.
Yeah.
But of course, you know, at the same time, you can't really come through and really just aggressively, you know, try and push certain agendas. I think the markets is watching quite closely, but I think we've got a very clear constitutional system that will protect any unjustified actions against the president.
Before we get to your stock pick, investors talk a lot about having a long-term view. Yep. And there's a lot of noise happening in the world, whether it's Trump, whether it's China or various other things, even Brexit to a certain extent. And some things might even linger for quite some time. And we assume that trade tensions will continue, be it with China or Europe or India at some point.
Yeah.
From your perspective as an investor, is there one theme that you assume would continue and it worries you?
Yeah, look, I think the whole trade issue, it's one of the big concerns,
yeah.
Just in terms of what the fact that we are directly affected as South Africa. I mean, there's a tension between US and China. And as you know, we are the biggest the largest trading partners with China. So all our commodities, we ship them out to China. And if that continues, we'll definitely have a significant impact on South Africa.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, even if the US-China trade tension is resolved, there's a potential for it now to filter into Europe,
yeah.
US-Europe you know, trade tension there. And again, Europe being our trading partners, that will certainly have an impact on South Africa. So I think for me,
yeah.
the whole trade dispute or just the trade war is a big worry. And it's, again, you're not able to see and price it accordingly. You can't price it because you don't know how far it's going to extend. So in making those investment decisions, I can't help but think if this is not resolved, we could actually be in trouble for the longest of times.
All right. Stock pick?
I'm going to join that camp which goes, you know, that's approaching it from a contrarian perspective. I like Sasol.
Okay.
And I know that it's been under a lot of pressure. We all know why. They've obviously, you know, not been able to stick to those budget on that Lake Charles project. They've missed the budget, and but when you look at it, I mean, a lot of people on a project like that,
yeah.
the chances of really missing your budget are very high. I mean, as long as you don't do it, you don't miss it the same way that Medupi Power Stations or Eskom has missed it. That's justifiable. And I think, you know, at some point you will see a turnaround on this share. It has definitely come under a lot of pressure, but I think it will turn around. And that Lake Charles is a massive project that will be very beneficial to Sasol. Massive contributor in terms of their earnings. So I like it for that, and I'm starting to pick up at this low level. I'm a contrarian.
All right. Maudi, let's leave it there. Thank you so much for your time. That's Maudi Lenzwane from Lehumo Investments. Stock pick?
I'm going to join that camp which goes, you know, that's approaching it from a contrarian perspective. I like Sasol.
Okay.
And I know that it's been under a lot of pressure. We all know why. They've obviously, you know, not been able to stick to those budget on that Lake Charles project. They've missed the budget. And but when you look at it, I mean, a lot of people on a project like that,
yeah.
the chances of really missing your budget are very high. I mean, as long as you don't do it, you don't miss it the same way that Medupi Power Stations or Eskom has missed it. That's justifiable. And I think, you know, at some point you will see a turnaround on this share. It has definitely come under a lot of pressure, but I think it will turn around. And that Lake Charles is a massive project that will be very beneficial to Sasol, massive contributor in terms of their earnings. So I like it for that, and I'm starting to pick up at this low level. I'm a contrarian.
All right. Maudi, let's leave it there. Thank you so much for your time. That's Maudi Lenzwane from Lehumo Investments.